The University of West Florida's men's tennis team had a season that will be hard for anyone to match, let alone beat. They recently defeated Hawaii Pacific to win the NCAA Division II National Championship and complete an undefeated season. It's the third championship for the tennis program and for head coach Derek Racine. He sat down with WUWF's Bob Barrett to talk about the perfect campaign.
You know, the guys just were focused all year long. It's hard to go through the whole season with everything going your way, but this year was just special that way. The guys didn't let up at all season, and we had some tough matches, a lot of tough matches this season, and the guys seemed to dig deep and pull each one out. So it was special.
Was your strength in the doubles game, or did everything just come together?
You know, actually, it's kind of ironic because our strength all year was in singles. We kind of struggled with our doubles. The doubles is very short. It's a pro set to 8 games, and it's always very close. And we just seemed to struggle against a lot of the better teams. We were down 2-1. We had to come back and win it in singles. And then it's kind of ironic because in the finals of the Nationals, our doubles really won it for us. We came out really strong and won all 3 doubles. And that was the difference, really, in that match.
In that final match, you were going against another undefeated team. I said that probably doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever happened before in the Division II finals. But, yeah, probably the last two remaining undefeated teams in the nation were facing each other. And they have a terrific program there. They've got a great coach. And their singles lineup is stellar all the way down. Their doubles, actually, they've been very, very strong in doubles. In all their matches, they've been up in doubles. So I think we kind of shocked them a little bit by jumping on them. And I don't think they'd been in that position all year. I know they haven't, down 3-0. So it's a way to, you know, jump out and get on top of them right away.
Let's talk about some of the players. And you got to start with Bruno. What kind of a season did he have?
Yeah. Bruno Savi is just unbelievable. His whole career. I know he's got the record here for the number of wins as a UWF player. He's probably the fewest losses of any player. This year he went undefeated, won the national championship in the fall, and we kind of got a saying in doubles, you know, whoever plays with Bruno is going to win. So it's, you know, the best team in the nation is Bruno and whoever. Just happened that he got to play with Tony this year, who is also a very good player. So at number one doubles, they were very good, and in singles we could count a point every time for Bruno. He was undefeated, so that's kind of a luxury you don't very normally get.
I don't want to put you on the spot and leave people out, but who are some of your other standouts this year?
Oh, we had a very good year by a lot of our players. Tony Rajabalina played number 2 singles, 2 and 3 singles. He lost one match all year. Alex Perrault, a freshman from France, came in, and you know we didn't expect him to play as well as he did. He played 2 and 3. He lost one match all year as well. He was Gulf South Conference Freshman of the Year, just won every award that he could as a freshman. Kenny Brazil, who came a transfer student from Ouachita Baptist, expected him to come in and, you know, fill in the bottom of the lineup. He came in and played 3 and 4 most of the year. And he lost basically, before the national tournament, he lost one match all year. So we really had some good showings by them. And then Felipe Frattini and Elio Latella played at 5 and 6 singles, and they both were played in doubles, played 2 and 3 doubles with different partners. And you know, as it turned out, that was our strength, was to get those guys winning at the bottom in doubles.
Well, looking ahead, I mean, you have set a pretty high bar there from this season. What does next season look like? Do you have many people coming back?
Yeah, we lose a good chunk of our players. We lose Bruno at 1 and Tony at 2, Felipe at 5. We lose Domenico Sano, who chipped in and played number 3 doubles. So we lose a good meat of our lineup, but we're bringing in some new talent. We've also got some good returners back, and then we're going to retain Bruno as an assistant coach, so that always helps. This year we had Kevin Ducros and Andre Pajadev, who were former players. So I like to get those former players involved. And they know what it's like to win, and the other guys respect them. So it really kind of, even though they're not on the court winning matches for us, they're really giving a lot to the program and a lot of the confidence to the guys. Because, you know, they think, hey, if Bruno can do it, if Kevin can do it, we can do it. So I think it really adds a lot.
Where do you go to recruit?
Really, we go all over. We look everywhere. And a lot of it's not me traveling there. It's a lot of our former players are very good about contacting their friends, their coaches. I have a lot of coaches that I know in other countries and in the state of Florida. So really, it's a worldwide effort, and it's mostly networking. But, you know, it's hard not to recruit here to Pensacola. Everybody that comes here loves it. The campus is beautiful. We get good support. The community's great. The beaches. So really, it's an easy recruit from that standpoint.
Derek Racine is head tennis coach at the University of West Florida. He just completed his 16th year with the program, his third NCAA championship, and his first undefeated season. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.